3 at home, 7-2 on the road in two neutral floor games, 2-0 so far. At home, Beecher would win by 20 points. When they played on the road, it was 13 in neutral, such as tonight, 19. 62-43, your average score. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Beecher Bucks?
Well, Coach Mike Williams is Flint Beecher Buccaneers. They have a strong starting lineup that features All-State guard and a senior, Malik Ellison, who averages 21.6 per contest. They also have four consistent complementary players, a senior Jordan Levain. You have also Blake, Jordan Rowland. You also have freshmen that are just really super. You also have Jalen Terry, Ernest Sanders. I'll tell you what, when Ellison is keyed, those other four are going to step up, and believe me, they can play ball.
We are 18 minutes and 20 seconds away from tipping off, and Flint Beecher has played USA once before, not too long ago, and still vivid in their memories. March 10th, 2014, John, you remember that. We were there for that one in Flint Beecher when they beat up the Patriots 61-38.
It was a competitive ball game at one point, if I remember.
That is correct.
USA had an inside advantage at that time.
Our favorite aircraft carrier. And, Brendan Ballard.
Well, there's no aircraft carrier tonight, but we do have some destroyers. And believe me, I think they can do some damage if they see the ball.
When we return, we'll take a look at the USA Patriots and a whole lot more as the Flint Beecher Buccaneers, the two-time defending state champions, take on the USA Patriots, victors of District 84, right here on the WLAW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1, and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com.
Whether you need a new commercial, farm, or just plain fun pickup truck, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the largest inventories and selections of brand new 2017 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck models in the area. With two-door regular cab, four-door double cab, four-door crew cab, and dually models, and rear-wheel, four-wheel, and all-wheel drive models, you should have no problem finding one to suit your needs and budget. They have a limited selection of brand-new 2016 Chevrolet models on hand at significant savings over manufacturer's suggested retail prices, too. Moore Shoreline offers a selection of GM-certified pre-owned vehicles, which have passed the strict GM 172-point vehicle inspection and reconditioning process. It includes performing all safety recalls. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.mooreshoreline.com.
No matter the stage of life, it's important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And that's why you should ask yourself, are you sure? We are. And at Sure, the phrase, better health, better life, is not just our mantra, but our promise to you. With primary care physicians located in Pigeon, Elkton, Caseville, and Sebring, it's never been easier to be sure. Dr. Paul Scannon at Sebring Family Medicine, along with nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer, stand by for your needs and concerns whenever you need them.
This is Dr. Paul Scannon. Whether your needs require routine health visits or maintenance of a more complicated issue, my staff and I are committed to your best interests and good health. Let's work together to best serve your healthcare needs.
Sebring Family Medicine is located in downtown Sebring at the corner of Center and Main and is open Monday through Friday. You can set up your appointment by calling 989-883-9656. That's 883-9656. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health, better life.
Kemp Tiling and Excavating of Sebring would like to congratulate the Unionville Sebring Area Patriots for their excellent performance and good sportsmanship during this and past seasons. Everyone from family-owned and operated Kemp Tiling and Excavating has enjoyed watching the Patriots boys basketball team play over the years, noting that team members have always played to win, but at all times within the bounds of good sportsmanlike conduct. Kemp Tiling watches with pride as you play with pride. From everyone at Kemp Tiling, go USA Patriots.
Remembering how to be a good sport is simple. If you win, don't rub it in. If you lose, don't make excuses. And always represent your school with respect. To learn more about sportsmanship, visit the MHSAA website. Remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Have brunch or your favorite items from the full menu every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Century Oaks Golf Club Restaurant of Elkton, and you'll also be supporting a worthy cause. Each week, Century Oaks partners with its patrons to support a local charitable event, project, or organization by donating 10% of all Sunday dining proceeds. And a canister will be on hand all week so you can support your favorite cause anytime you stop in at Century Oaks Golf Club Restaurant just east of Elkton on M142. Always open to the public.
You're listening to your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, and to my right, John Mooney, for our 15th broadcast this season. And this time we find ourselves in beautiful downtown Montrose, Michigan. Montrose is playing host to the Class C Region 21 of the MHSAA tournament. And in front of us, we have the Flint Beecher Bucks, the two-time defending state champions, taking on the USA Patriots, the champions of the Greater Thumb West, and now District 84. Two pieces of hardware for the Patriots so far. They enter tonight with the same record as Flint Beecher at 18-5. They have won 9 of their last 10 and 12 of their last 14 ball games. They are 10-0 in divisional play, and that puts them at the Greater Thumb West champions and back-to-back district champions in District 84. Mark Gainforth is still the top dog for USA, a title he has had for many years. Steve Bone, his secretary of defense, by his side. In the last 6 seasons, USA has gone 87-45 for a .659 batting average. USA is the only remaining team, one of the two remaining teams in the Greater Thumb Conference, as Brown City just took out Millington, and they are in the regional final. The Patriots currently have the most potent offense of all 12 teams in the Greater Thumb Conference at 60.9 points. That edges out Marlette by a half of a point. On defense, the red, white, and blue have been allowing 44.1, their best effort in 7 seasons. So overall, USA has been winning on an average of 16.8 points, 60.9 to 44.1. Tonight is the 15th game USA has played outside of the area of Unionville and Sebring, 13 away and 2 on neutral courts. When on the road, USA scores a basket more and gives up a basket more as well, 63.1 to 46.1 for a 17-point advantage while on the road. On neutral courts, USA has gone 2-0 last Monday and Wednesday. In those two games, they have scored on average 55 points and allowed 34.5. So plus 20.5 points for the Patriots on neutral floors. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that USA Patriot huddle.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Mark Gainforth's talented USA Patriots, they go 10 deep, Clark. They look to turn their defensive effort into offensive points. All 10 of these players complement one another. There are 4 seniors on this unit, and they lead a team effort. You have Michael Kemp and Harrison Kramer. They are starters. You also have Macklin Gettle and Gavin Zimmer, who make needed contributions coming off the bench. For the USA Patriots, their strength is getting inside the arc, getting those 2-point field goals and free throws. They're both strengths. Tonight, they're going to have to make sure that they're out of foul trouble, and they're going to go ahead and make sure that they pay really a close attention to what the Beecher Bucks can bring to this table.
Tonight marks the 4th time in history that USA has played Flint Beecher, with the Bucks taking all 3 matchups so far with the average score of 60.3 to 48, plus 11.7 for the Bucks.
But you know that old axiom, on any given night, anything can happen. And you also hear that. That's why we keep scoring the scoreboard.
That's right. And also, especially when Brown City takes out Millington.
Hey, that's incentive, you know. Let's get the Greater Thumb into a final in regional action.
It's bound to be a good one as we have the USA Patriots and Flint Beecher Bucks just 10 minutes away from tipping off on the WLAW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Get 50 gigs, give 50 gigs. If you're thinking about upgrading or adding a line to your account, now is the time to do it. Take advantage of big phone discounts and get 100 bonus gigs. 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 bonus gigs for your favorite data-loving friend or family member. Prices have been slashed on the LG G5, now only $99. The Samsung Galaxy S6 is only $199, or move up to the Galaxy S7 for $299. If you're on a budget, the new LG